Here we have three different types of geese.
This is either called Chinese or African goose. It's tree. Not
we don't have the Misora.
We don't have the Misora. Excuse me. That's how I'm going to put it. We don't have the Misora for them. That's a Toulouse goose. Toulouse goose. We have a Misora that's kosher. And that white one is called an Emden goose. And that's the goose that you eat in America. Okay? The big way that you can tell the difference between them, because these interbreed, and even though one Rav said it was kosher, that the fact that they interbred that makes them all kosher, we hold that it's not. The way, main way you can tell is you see that big bulbous bump on its head?
Yeah.
That lets you know. So the main thing to remember is their beak shape. Because since that, since a Toulouse goose can mate with a Chinese or African goose, they're the same thing. They're just called, have two different names. Sometimes their beak can get more bulbous on top. And that's the only way you'll be able to tell that they bred with each other. So if you see one that's got like a sort of like a bump forming on the top of its head, mm-hmm. you shouldn't shaft it, and it's not kosher. And that's the main thing to remember about these. The problem is that this goose, the Toulouse goose, and the Chinese goose look very similar, the body color and shape. The only real difference is the giant bulbous head. And you have to remember that. Also, you can tell that their feet are also slightly different colors. That one's more pink, and that one's more orange, but that's not so important. That's just something I noticed myself. Also, the Emden goose, as an adult, will always be pure white like that. As children, they're not, but as an adult, like, if it's pure white and looks like that, then it's kosher.
And there are geese that look like this that are pure white. And you don't send it because they have the bulbous head.
Anything that's got the bulbous head. The bulbous head, we already know, makes it not kosher. And that's really it. Everything else that you notice is fine.
So, hold a second. Toulouse, goose.
Kosher. We have them so far. I actually think right there, the one that you're taking a picture of now, is a great example, because that has a much smaller bulb, and it's kind of pink, so that was probably crossbreed.
Hey, sparrow.
Yeah. Toulouse goose, kosher. Emden goose, kosher. Misora for.
No bump. Pink feet. Feet. And beak. Kosher. And Emden.
Yeah.
Adult kosher. In US. Number one. Kosher bird. Kosher goose.
White. Well, the Toulouse goose is also kosher in America. Americans eat it, they're not bred. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
We're going to get, you tell me if you think it's a good idea, because we seem to be have a little bit of money left. I was thinking of buying baby Toulouse and baby Emden. They'll cost about $100.
And this non-kosher bird, what is it?
It's either called Chinese or African goose.
They're both the Toulouse and the Emden breeds. These geese are descended from a wild kind of goose found in Asia known as the swan goose. And the reason it's known as a swan goose is because it looks very much like a swan.
So the gray line is kosher?
Yeah. I brought it in. You went
there? Yeah, I was there last year, but I only saw the baby. I didn't see the adult.
Oh, you never saw the adult? I can't pick them in now because they're breeding. I brought them in once today.
Maybe I'll come to your house during the summer. During the summer, I mean end of May. Once when you're there. That's a fat one.
Yeah, they're not normally that fat. It's a special breed. The zoo likes to have exotic breeds, so that's called the Dulac. It's a kind of a special breed of Toulouse goose, but the ikker is the head, not the body shape. The Dulac also, everyone says, is okay.
That's a Dulac?
No, this is a muscovite.
All the birds in the Shechita House kosher that we went to?
What?
All the birds in the Shechita House that we went to kosher?
I don't remember. All the ones that you shechted that were kosher.
Right.
I wasn't looking at everything else.
Muscovite is kosher?
No.
No.
We don't need them.
Harry, you did peacocks already?
Yeah, peacock's very easy to tell. Look at its tail.
So what does that mean?
It's kosher, but we don't eat them because either because they're game, because they're rare, or because they're expensive.
A lot of animals we don't eat for a very simple reason that no one's ever forced to run into pasture. When you walk into the rabbi and you say, I have a restaurant and I would like to serve goose. And then all the rabbanim sit down and they talk to it. Or some farmers come and say, look, you know, we're having trouble growing embryo goose. Can we try to grow another kind of goose? And then they stop. But here there's no stop because no one's ever needed to be.
Said that we have insurance,
You can come back later and look at all the things you
have. I remember this. I've been here in years. All I remember is the big ears. They put it in and you hear stuff.
Most of the ones smell strong.
I know, right? Don't worry about it.
The white, this is the downstream problem. You notice, you see the similarity?
Yeah.
It's not close to the race, though. Lemurs native to Madagascar. It's a type of primate that is very close to humans, whatever. Pelicans, okay. Mallards, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what this is.
What, the black, you want the red bee?
The one that I'm focusing on.
Well, I can't see his head. Oh, yes, I can. It's a cross between Talusian and African.
Not kosher.
You don't do so. Try to get a picture like that on the unity. What's it called? What was I about to write down? A cross. It's a
Chinese cross to Toulouse.
I wasn't going to write that. I was going to write that. That's what I'm going to write that.
Alright, what about that tall swan over there?
That's an African swan. I'm sorry, Australian swan. It's called the black swan. We know nothing about it.
All swans, you say, we pass in.
Well, I don't even know that's a swan,
door.
Right.
Come to the door when you're ready.
Can't get a picture of it. The funny thing is it would have been cheaper to buy all these animals and bring them to the class than to go to the zoo. That's how.
Why?
Expensive the zoo. Because they cost like $30.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that expensive.
I guess so.
It was $28.
Is it $28?
No, 14 and 14. Plus 3 and 3.
For driving, for driving.
And opportunity cost time.
That's right.
It would have worked had you given them out earlier.
Hey, turtles.
All three of them are perfect.
Correct.
Okay, that's in the scale, of course. Well, no, those are splashes.
You're talking about the last one of the back?
No, that's
That's the biggest algae eater I've ever seen.
Is that real?
Yeah, everything here is real. Hey, Rabbi, why isn't that the scales?
Is this a sea worm?
Not scales?
No, I don't think so.
Is that a worm, Rabbi?
No.
It's maybe a tapeworm. That's a tapeworm.
No, it's not a tapeworm.
What is that?
Tapeworms only live in intestines.
It's not a worm. I don't know where I know that.
It looks like scales to me. I mean, I know there are some things that we say are in kosher. You know?
I don't know. It's still out of the water. It's gross.
Mallards have the distinguishing feather on the wing and the shape of the head.
And
go for it.
No, you ain't.
Hey.
Right foot, do you think?
Alright. I apologize for coming so late.
It's okay, I'm not angry. It's just I feel bad because we missed a lot of stuff.
Last night I tried to get in contact with you to see if we can arrange a car ride together.
Oh, the good news is, even if you had.
We'll all go together at one point because I was completely clueless. I didn't know what bus to take. I went to.
Even if you had gotten through, I wouldn't have really been able to help you.
I didn't even know what park we were going to. I knew we were going to a zoo. I didn't remember if it was Bronx Zoo or like.
I'm sorry.
Or like another zoo. I didn't know.
You could stay, I don't mind. I mean, you paid to get in.
I don't know.
I'm only gonna really go to two things, I think, after you leave. I wanna look at the penguin.
Oh, yeah, I'm going there too.
Let's
We're
go.
Gonna go there and find
Eric, did you see the ostriches? Ostriches?
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
But I think the ostriches isn't. Okay.
It's a kind of.
They're not kosher because they're the curved beak, right?
One day I'm going to get these guys kosher.
Wow, what is that?
It's a kind of pheasant.
Pheasant?
Yeah, but we don't know anything about it. It's not a regular pheasant.
But I believe, like, okay, kosher, one day, when we have a YouTube on running to figure out what's really kosher. Okay, here's what I want to show you.
Whatever. Oh, look at that. Fairy dog. Alright, what is that bird right there?
A bird?
That thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's scared. Appropriate. I can't.
But you can see with that one. So how many toes are left? One, I can see one behind. I can't see how many in front.
3-1.
These are Indian rubber duckers.
1 foot with 3-1. That's what they said. That's
yeah,
what
they said. These are birds that we don't need.
The tourist is the Oscar.
Azerbaijan.
They wander around monthly. There used to be a man with a peacock farm there.
Yeah.
Who lived on the town road on the river. Huge one. And then he died. And his children said, okay, and just opened up the gates and let all the peacocks roam free. So it's less common now. But it used to be like that there were tons of them. Now you can see them sometimes.
Wow.
So like, if I grab myself a peacock.
Yeah. I'll show you the story that we have. And you decide
after
for yourself.
After I finish getting my Nora, I can't go to work.
Rabbi.
Right next to
us. Yeah, but we can't get there.
You said that certain turkeys look like peacocks?
Right. Yeah, we missed them.
The turkeys?
Yeah, we missed the turkeys. They're in the world of birds. You could go look at them. Oscillated turkeys. Probably at the other side of the zoo.
They look like turkeys?
It's very, 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 very,
take a look.
Very,
I made a tape for you. So you can get a look. And I'll let you see the tape.
I have this thing recording. There's a little hole.
Okay. Mm. What about ostriches. I meant to say like...
Can I put some white tar?
Herons you said are no good.
Right. I made something. You could put together one. Okay, but let me edit it. Because sometimes.
Did you? Because sometimes I'm talking in the background.
Yeah. No, not talking. Especially we're talking about something else.
Did you?
If they're gonna hear the word swan, the next thing I know, I'm gonna get shot.
Did you get did you get to watch the video I gave you?
No.
It's basically a shear during a shoot of a lamb.
Oh. 2 weeks for one kind of long shoot out. Like an animal.
What type of thing? If it's a vasa, I'll definitely come. If it's a daka, I have no need to.
This is a dead squirrel.
No, it's maybe sleeping.
Yeah, maybe.
The tail is flat. You don't sleep on the ground, do they? Actually, I've never seen a sleeping squirrel before.
Are you going to give us some story on monkeys? I don't think I can do a monkey, though. Too much not like an animal.
Are you going to go on a day?
There's two more ducks.
Harry, did you, while we're here, are we doing Misora on Bahamas?
Well, that's the way it
Bahamas?
Was, the antichrist and the tigers.
No?
So you go to the penguins.
There's no Misora on Bahamas.
You go to the penguins, go to that.
Can we see different Bahamas, though?
Go to
anyway?
The tigers and then leave.
Where are the tigers?
Tiger Mountains, right there.
No, because you have to go all the way
around. There you go. Because if we're going to northern pond, we're going here. And,
oh, no, we're going to go. Yeah, we want to go to this pond.
That pond's right here. That's on the way to the...
Oh, you want to turn this way?
No, birds of prey. Right here. Next to birds of prey.
What's the problem?
So let's go through this way and turn and make a left.
We're right here now. Yeah.
There's a gate you can go here and make a left.
Oh, over there.
Yeah.
Well, not this way. Okay. Oh,
it's nice. It has to be.
I'll give you a Kabbalah just if you want to make sure you don't have Kilo. I mean, there's so much blood. So I didn't want to do it because I'm scared that some of them are going to be. I like to travel. I'll be in some country in Europe. I haven't checked an animal for 3 years. They're going to need bus, and everyone's going to be checking me to check. And I'm not really have no practice.
Really haven't. They're like Raymond or somebody.
All the time.
Yeah.
People have no meat and they want to be Jewish. In Romania, Bulgaria.
So whenever you go to Europe, you end up attracting birds and whatever?
Before I was married, all the time I traveled. Why do you send me? Get a Kabbalah? They'll say, why you ask the problem? Send you to weird places? They won't even ask you to check. They just want you to be there. They'll take them to us. The supervisor says, oh, this is good. The fire bubbles. Flash wrote an article because they think that they chew their cud, and it would be a species of pig that has those hooves and chews its cud, but it's not true, it doesn't chew its cud. But this is what he wrote his whole Torah about. Fortunately, we can't see it.
Have you?
Would that
I
be like.
To 183
in the first Yeah, that would be like most of my Mashiach already?
Because.
Are we missing our train?
No, we can't have.
Okay, yeah, why?
Because in the meat store there, I was looking. They have every type, they have all four stomachs. And you can tell by looking at the inside.
Go to Rabbi Ben Chaim, he's going to give a whole shiur on that.
Right there. I'm saying, like, you can, according to this, you have to stand here.
Are you going to hijack the golf cart? You can take one train here?
Me too.
No way. I checked it out online. In order to get to the zoo...
Take the one to the two from YU.
I took like a very reliable website and it showed me like five different trains you had to take to get here.
Oh, you drive to YU? That'd be awesome.
Oh, wow.
Super.
Thank you.
You could have taken the one down to 96 and then transferred to two and then gotten off... Right next to the entrance.
The thing I saw online was you take the A to 2.
Ticket, get your ticket. $7 a ticket, half off regular price. Get your tickets.
Right. And here's the time.
Ah, this is a, yes, this is where I want to go. Alright, let's go back.
Do we see eagles there?
Yeah. And eagles are right here, we're capturing them.
Oh, it's a dabbler. It's a mallard.
You notice they all have the same beaks, right? They all have yellow beaks.
I forgot. Could I get SR credit for this?
Supposedly, but I don't know if anyone's ever succeeded.
SR?
What's that?
Well, not SR, or no SRs anymore. It'd be an RT, no, it wouldn't even be an RTP. It'd be a...
It counts for something.
It'd be a... It wouldn't be an RTP, it'd be something else.
Luma Freya, isn't he a credit for something?
Well, it's not Luma Freya, I'm currently taking it.
No, I'm saying like, during enrollment.
No, in Tamika you can get, I'm getting the first semester retractive credit for Tamika, even though I didn't enter it till the second credit. Second semester, I mean.
Well, I'm sorry about that little,
Fine, look, right here.
This trolley.
Swallows kosher?
All of these are.
Yeah, my swallows are. I want to ask you. Hey. Wow, that's cool. Can we stop here? Alright, take a picture. This is pretty cool.
You can take a picture if you want. I mean, like...
Oh, you want to be in that picture too?
No, it stands 3-1.
Huge. This guy tears flesh for a living.
All these birds. All these birds do.
No, pictures won't come out.
How did sparrows get in there?
Because these holes are small enough that they can just fly right through.
They do it on purpose. They make the
yeah, no, the reason is like your camera automatically focuses on the bars,
right? There's a condor.
That's why the only way to take it is if you get if you have an fancy actual camera which is self focusing.
Yeah.
Which most people don't bother with anymore. Where's the condor?
I thought the vulture. Eagle, owl.
Condors are gorgeous. You ever see them?
Yeah. Their wings are
beautiful. Oh, it's missing flesh.
off of something. You can't see what it's eating.
Oh, that's cool. Before, I went to the snow leopards. They just fed it. It had like a neck of some animal on its thing. And they put the... Like, let's
say, you gotta get a picture of this. Get a picture of this.
No, you're missing the significant point. Did you see how it used its foot?
Yeah.
It stood on it with its foot and grabbed it with its mouth. That's what makes the bird of prey. However, we can get a picture of this because of the way it's carved.
But you might be able to get a video of
it. Just hold it, stand up on top of the barn.
You want to get the feet, Rabbi?
You can get a picture of this. So don't get these ones. I don't want you to get the
feet. Will wind space come through?
Yeah. If you see it, they do it randomly.
Wow. Rabbi, you gotta... This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that, a squirrel?
No.
Take a picture of this?
Gone.
Take
whatever
a squirrel.
It was, it's gone now.
No, it's still in its mouth.
Oh, it's coming back out.
That's amazing. I think that was a squirrel.
Wow, that's a vulture. That's the type of vulture you think when you... Look, it's a condo. I want to
shoot one
like that, and when it does it...
Condors are vultures.
That's what you said. If you come when it's really, really hot, they all have the wings
up. Oh my gosh. When it... I was at Vance on Park. Last summer, right? And we just have four fries in under at that moment. Hi.
Yeah. Rabbi, so the duck, even though it was viciously attacking the fish, it wasn't standing on them and eating it with its
correct.
Beak. Is that just a metius? Like its beak doesn't reach its foot?
No, because it doesn't move it, because they don't fit.
They don't have talons.
They don't have teeth. I mean, there's no curve.
I've spent forever at the museum that is deciding to come over. Halacha Doris is an animal that tears, not a bird of prey. So if an animal, just this is what Chazal noticed, an animal that sticks its hand, you know, or its foot on a piece of flesh and grabs it with its mouth, that's tearing, according to most Rishonim. And that would make it awesome.
Basically, if it has talons, meaning...
Flamingos!
Even if a duck wanted to use its feet, it wouldn't be able to. It wouldn't be able to hold the meat down with its bill.
We used to have a machete on these.
They eat shrimp.
But it got lost.
Moose are kosher?
No, they don't. They eat
algae.
I very much wanted to buy one, but unfortunately, SOI turned me down for my $3,000 budget request. Maybe next year.
But how much the familiar course?
I'm joking.
You notice that their knees bend backwards.
Also, their colors fake.
They eat
they
upside
give them
down.
Colors, and they don't.
Oh, these ones they do.
Yeah.
If it were natural, then it would be all over. The way it's natural is they get it from the algae in the Everglades or something like that. They eat upside down always. Their heads. They filter the mud through their beak and get them like the algae and stuff.
How much does the flamingo cost?
These fly?
$3,000. Yeah, these fly. These fly crazy.
For one flamingo?
They want.
Yeah.
See,
oh my gosh.
There's the thing about the colors.
Yeah, they clip all the wings of these birds, right?
Now, I was talking to the zookeeper, and you know what the biggest threat to these specific flamingos are? When certain people come to visit the zoo, they like to throw rocks and throw them at the birds. Why? And they tend to kill flamingos, because flamingos, you hit them once in the head, they're dead.
Actually, there are only three. I saw this whole show on this actually recently. There's like three ponds in all of Africa where all the flamingos and like all of Africa and Asia swarm to
right.
Breed, and like they find thousands and thousands and thousands of them dead every year, around like 50,000, and they're not sure why. And like the numbers growing everywhere year, and they have no idea why. They think it might be pollutants in the water, but it's not that because they checked it. They have no idea why.
There's no mosquito on the flamingos.
It's hard to get the numbers of how many there are because in the middle of the night they'll fly from one pond to the other. Like they're not exclusive to one pond. They'll go to or lake or wherever they are.
Right.
They'll go to all three of them, and like you'll never be able to get an accurate number because even if you count them in one place, like they'll all switch every day.
Where would you shut the flamingo?
In its neck.
Like,
okay. You checked it in the center of its neck.
Yeah,
like you checked everything in the center of its neck.
The thing is that there's another bit I'm curious about.
I didn't copy the taste on that. You had that poor guy.
That's
No, it's just because they're so long, they'd be able to move. And I said, one guy holding his leg, one guy holding his body. I'm like, what?
And I believe it's the same animal. And this is, if the Gemara is to be taken literally, this is a vertebrate. And,
but it doesn't have, clearly it doesn't have talons. It won't be able to be Doris. What? So it's spindly feet.
Alright, what's the problem, Gemara?
Can I get the term to Golta to Agma? That's all I know about it.
Oh my gosh. I
thought
this.
There were some people who said this is okay. I don't know.
What about the spoonbill?
I never heard anything about spoonbill. I just thought they were super favorite. But again, it's too rare.
I love the sea. I love the
food. You only like birds.
Not on the whole thing.
Oh, I'm focused because I only got to
go. If it was just me and you, we'd be here for 8 hours. You know, it's just like one thing. I wanted to buy it for $200 just to bring it to the class, but I'm happy I didn't because I thought it was a pigeon when I saw it in the pictures. No, I'm not.
Its head is differently shaped.
Yeah.
But it's got the same body type and it's got a similar beak, not the same though.
Yeah.
But its head is very different. The head's much more bulbous.
There's another bird that was in the same one as the oscillated turkey, which I'm going to bring to show in whatever class I'm going to get one.
The front of its head is much more bulbous on that end of the pigeon.
There's no Mussar on that last one? Seabird colony.
So just in case we did a search there.
Here are the babies. You want to see what they look like?
Do you see any strokes? No.
That doesn't mean that they're not
so here. So it's a machlokas between the Rush and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Rush paskin that it's us or the Chassidah that's written in the Torah from the paskin. Rabbeinu Yeruchim said, what are you talking about? We eat them. The Rush said, my mitzvah that their usher goes back to the base of Mikdash. And that was why we all pass like the Rush. Also, he's the Rush, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we respect, he's not exactly the Rush.
This is a side point, but you know, nothing to do with anything.
The most weird thing about this in Colombia is that every state I went, everywhere I went to,
I just went to do it in NYU.
And these birds are going to be
Oh, coins kill. Do not throw coins.
But they attack you from the air. That's the important part. If you have a coin, I'll kill you.
No! It sends a kill then. Oh, seriously? Oh, that's cool. What's coming out of it? No, that's not what I'm saying. Look, like, it's feathers. The white things. It's like, yeah, they got pissed. Right? These are very firm.
But also, as you can see, they're in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like...
What's that sound, Alex? Is it kosher or not?
No, none of the things are staying in all kosher. We're down to the normal zone, right?
One more.
It's okay. I won't write anything now. I won't remember unless you have to get it. I thought you said the only ones were kosher were keeping in...
I have a 95% of them.
Oh, that's a familiar scent of penguin.
I love penguin, holy cow.
And why you could go to the zoo, anyone to think about? The SOY zoo?
And,
sponsored by the sperm sale, but like that.
Well, we could, if we got the sperm sale money for it, we'd be able to build the zoo. Not sure we'd be able to maintain it, but we'd be able to build
it. They use money from that for the whole year. Wow. Oh, you got your pictures. So cute. We should see an emperor penguin.
I don't think they have.
They don't have. They're 3.5 feet tall.
They have them in the... aquarium in Toronto.
Really?
I think so. I remember seeing them. Granted, I haven't been to aquarium in Toronto since I was 8, though.
So maybe just relative to you, they were emperor penguin size.
No, I know that they were emperor penguins. And I have faint recollection of it, but I'm not sure I actually saw it. I just remember seeing it.
There's no emissor on them, or a...
I mean, you could consider them birds. You probably consider them something else.
What?
Why would you consider them a bird? There'd be nothing but birds.
What would you consider it?
I don't know. What would you say, bird? Based on what? Like a bill?
Based on the fact that it has a beak, based on the fact that it's got feathers, based on the fact that its bones are hollow, based on the fact that it's got a crop in the gizzard, based on the fact that it's got...
Does it have a crop in the gizzard?
I'm not sure about that.
It's not a bird based on its following track.
All birds... Yeah, but they all live... They mate on land.
They It hunts, I mean, it's underwater.
Is it a fish?
I don't know.
Ducks go underwater for fish.
No, not like...
They actually never go fully underwater. They don't submerge. That's one of the things about ducks.
No, goblin ducks don't. Other ducks do. Goblin ducks. No, they submerge, but not the length of the tank.
Hey, what about duck-billed platypus?
That's...
We don't know what that is.
No, it's a marsupial, kind of. It's actually a mammal. It's a marsupial, but it's a mammal. It's weird.
Did you know that they have poison fish?
Yeah, poison barbs on their legs.
Duckle platypus?
When they were first found, scientists did not believe that they were animals. They thought that someone like made like a taxidermy type thing and brought it to them. You know, stuff. They didn't believe that such a thing really existed.
And now we know.
If they really exist.
Let's go 50 bucks.
I've never seen one in alive, but I've seen pictures of them both.
Go ahead. Well, the only one place left we said we had to go for that other, for the other pond. I went by this pond. They were full of ducks. I'm not sure. I wanted to see if they had the other side. I didn't really look along, so I was trying to find you guys.
I don't remember. I told you so also.
I think I should be
No, not
definitely not. guess I missed all the classes and all the things I talked about it with, but if we don't have historical turkeys, which we can't, because we didn't, how do we eat them? Everyone eats them, yes. But how do we do that?
This much, very disgusting meat. We go into an hour with not to cook it. And if I was going to go into an hour cook it, I would say, you see.
I'm not asking you.
Oh, yo, go there, please.
This is a Pokemon. That's not what I'm asking.
Rabbit, can I get an answer that I heard over?
The church is really good. So many bigger bugs made it. The way you would see the peanuts not cooked, right? You don't like it, I know.
I'm not. I eat it, and I'm still eating it, and I'm not stopping.
The old you, almost 2 years ago.
I don't know if you read my answer on the test. It says, do you eat for turkeys, and if so, why? And I said, because the OU says I can.
Right. The OU, they tend to go live as a film. No, it's 3 weeks. Why it might be kosher, but none of them were accepted, so they don't give a reason at all.
Because it was before the accepted stock of the Ramon.
That's one reason. There's another reason.
A new aquarium. Where's that?
Are we at the park now?
It's by Sheep's Head, right?
Yeah.
Sheep's Head Bay.
So then the other reason is that they look like chickens, which I don't know how you could say that. And the third reason is that they breed with chickens, which is also not true at all. So as a result, we have 3 reasons that we're going to say. So there are more publicized, like, people like to blame the Ramah, people like to speak with him, but reality is he wasn't the Kaddish, the fact you need a Mishra and Zayt, the Gemara mentioned it, many were shown in passing like this, and the Ramah is just the one who was powerful enough to understand.
I am very confused about the Sunnah Kadosha, once again, Shahia, and all these halachas now,
because
the Ramah is very clear that we don't make the thinking about country, we don't make the thinking about anything, not at the Maruba. It could be the only cat, but it could be the only chicken that you ever had your entire life since your grandparents. And if you did Hadrama and then do Tana, you're done for. So I am skeptical as to whether or not, like, you went to the OU and asked them about it. They accepted the Maruba in Azerbaijan. But they... I don't understand. So we say bison and buffalo are good, yeah?
In America, yes. And you go to the
bison. I thought it was like a joke. That's clever. If you see it on TV, you see it in cartoons. How would you eat chicken, man? Is it up by the leg?
What? You have to have a chicken. Alright, I guess we're gonna miss the other
question. Ostrich? Emo?
Wow, we're gonna go to the Hall Bridge.
The Emo part is close.
Can we take the air,
You could. I don't understand, we're back. How did we get back to the world of birds?
This is the part of what it is.
Yeah.
We can go to Tiger Mountain. I think that Mr. Earthbound very much wants to go there.
I'd love to go to Tiger Mountain.
But
I'd love to go.
I'd rather get a ride than go to Tiger Mountain. So.
Whenever you want to leave, Justin.
That's it. We're done.
Zero.
You made a left. If you made a... Actually, Rabbi?
Yeah?
Okay, where we are.
I know where we are.
Right here?
Yeah.
We're going to Duck Pond right there. It's another probably 5 minutes to take us. Okay.
Okay, these geese are not Nomasura. Right?
Those are Canadian.
They're very furry. Like shiny green. Shiny black.
They're not. They're
furry?
Very shiny. Not furry. I mean, like, very shiny. Like, they look like they've been taking vitamins or something. They're really, like, nice quality. I don't know what they're called. Is it? Yeah, no, sorry. Right, but there's, like, four categories of classifying the birds here.
Three.
Is
Usher, we don't know.
Usher, Minotaur, Aser in the Gemara?
No.
No. It's all the same. Aser.
No, there's no. The Gemara only says Aser because they think it might be one of the birds.
Like
the
swamp. The swamp fell, whatever.
No, the Gemara thinks it's one of the birds in the Torah. That's the Doris.
Ah, okay.
Which would be trade.
So the Aser in the Torah. Okay, this, it's just Aser.
Okay. Is Aser much or we don't know?
And then there's Aser Mata, like the guinea fowl.
And the master guy, if you want to say that.
The master guy. Well, you said 30 when you say that.
How much do you want to find out? Because I only got one bar. I only have one bar on battery.
Not really too good. The best is when it snows. I used to live 8 blocks from here. 2 feet of snow on the ground. I'm the only one in the whole zoo.
You're open all year, right?
Yeah,
you're
freezing your
You can't see exhibits are closed in the winter,
right?
And
then you go into Jungle World and you're like, oh my gosh, it's 1,000 degrees and humid beyond belief.
And the Jungle World is a different world when there's no one there. Because the birds
Yeah, because the birds
people.
Come out.
But that's why, again, what's it went so early.
So I got my shoes resold. I was wearing these so much that I bore a hole in the middle.
That happens a lot.
It costs $30.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's really, I was about to say so much. In months you can get your shoes reshod for like somewhere between $18 and $25. I don't remember right.
Pretty good.
Shod. Put new soles and heels on them.
Shod. I gotta write that word there.
Trying to find someone to sell some tickets to.
Put a soul on.
Your tickets.
Time to.
Now, are you allowed to share a membership pass?
Yeah. That's what I got at Yosefin. Which makes him frustrated because he got the tickets for nothing. Because we'll fix them.
Do you pay for my...
You don't have any fish. No, it's pretty much membership. You can bring a friend.
It's only your name, man. I can't follow you.
Right.
Yes, but I'm not sure it's Kedai do for next year. I'm not sure it's Kedai do next year. Because I don't plan to bring those problems.
What time is Mentoring Adults?
I'll work that out.
1:32.
I'm taking a place this time. I'm not taking a place next time. Okay, well, I'm just
going to take it. Okay, I'm just
going
to take it.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Alright, I had to sell my fish for Pesach.
Okay. Wachowski says he's selling like any other fish. Why shouldn't we? Why should we not want to do a revenue?
Can we stop up here, right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to the car. I'm gonna keep you around anyway.
Alright, I'll walk you guys over here to her.
Yep. Yeah.
I should recycle it?
Yep.
No! Wait, what?
They recycle.
That's gross!
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the CD.
Are you out of cash or you have?
I don't have money.
How much money do you need though?
$5 of payback.
What?
That's a shame.
Sadly,
I got a MetroCard.
You got a MetroCard, so you don't need it.
But anyway, I'm getting right back, right?
Yeah, John.
Fine, so you're good?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, so Bezrat Hashem, I'll give you $14. From the street to class.
Okay.
No reimbursement parking?
Yeah.
And tolls?
No.
Ah, so close.
Think, I don't know.
So close.
Tolls is already. I thought, so the ghost is funny, whatever.
Alright. Here, Ellie. Have a good Travis. Ellie, I might be coming at West Hempstead for one day during Kol Moed.
I'm not
going to
be there in Seattle.
Okay. Alright. That's nice.